This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, all this week, we've been telling you about the Design for Everyone campaign that was launched by RNIB. And here to tell us more about it is James Simpson. He is the interim head of external communications here at RNIB. James, good to have you with me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So the campaign's called Design for Everyone. And the idea is we wanted to highlight to, particularly to sighted people, the difference it means to be blind or partially sighted. We wanted to highlight how inaccessible design is robbing people of their fundamental privacy. Now, we often hear about privacy being a fundamental human right, but actually we don't often talk about the actual things that people want to keep private. So what we're trying to do is sort of show the sighted community the world of blind and partially sighted people through the lens of some of the things that are a challenge. Particularly when it comes to privacy. Now, that could be as simple as reading a letter, getting a neighbor to read a letter, or as the thing we've focused on most closely in this this campaign, reading a pregnancy test. Now, when my wife and I were trying to have kids, and it was a longer journey than we expected, when that pregnancy test finally showed the little blue line and we realized that we're actually going to have a baby, that was an intensely private moment. Something my wife got to experience for herself and then share when she was ready with me. But if she'd had to do that with the help of a neighbor or with somebody on the phone or some other way that means she didn't have that choice about whether to share it, that would have robbed her, and it is robbing countless women, of that right to choose when their information is shared. And that's the sort of information we really wanted to highlight in this campaign. So what we've done is we've explored some of the privacy issues that our blind and partially sighted colleagues and a few people we got together in focus groups identified as some of the real touch points that they'd really like fixed. One of them, for example, was the fact of having to share your PIN number to buy a round in the pub. That's largely been solved by contactless now, but it was a real problem for people. And certainly if you're buying a round in central London, it probably still is. So we also looked at whether it was possible to sort some of these things out. And one of the things we've done, and you'll see it in the film on the website, is to design an accessible pregnancy test. And we did that with a focus group of blind and partially sighted women who kindly lent us their time to actually see what the art of the possible was and put it out there.
So that's where we are. And you've created this prototype, as you say, RNIB, which I'm very keen to hear more about. But you've also been getting some buy-in from some major companies who have contacted you this week.
Yeah, it's been an incredibly exciting few days, actually. There's an article going in the Wall Street Journal very shortly, which means we've already crossed the Atlantic with this, which is hugely exciting. And shortly after we tweeted out the announcement of the campaign in our film, Clear Blue got in touch saying, let's talk. Now, that's not a promise of anything, obviously, but we know that Clear Blue have a real commitment to accessibility. They're already using a custom version of Be My Eyes on the current Clear Blue tests. So just the possibility that we might be able to get an accessible pregnancy test one day on the market is hugely exciting. Now, the test itself is kind of a nifty gadget. It takes all of the existing components of a pregnancy test, the little stick that you have to pee on, doubles the size of that, which I think will be to the benefit of everybody. And then rather than having a little LED display or a line that anybody who's used one of these will know is relatively confusing, to the point where they had to actually write pregnant on them, and converting that to a series of raised dots on the top. There's also a series of raised dots that come out underneath, which is the control to tell you that the thing is actually working. And that is a design that works for everyone. It's rather like Alexa. It doesn't matter who's using Alexa. If you call across and ask them to turn off the song, it works. It doesn't require a visual interface. And that's what this redesign of the pregnancy test does. Now, it may be that the companies that are looking at this don't want to use exactly our design. That's right. One of the things we've done as part of the project is to release all of the insight and all of the research into it. Now, this is the stuff that normally costs companies a huge amount of money to develop. So by releasing that, we're giving them a head start. Mm. They can either take our design or they can actually start making their own designs based on our research. So that's a very exciting step forward, and it's quite an unusual one for RNIB that links in with the broader advertising campaign that we're running.
Yeah, and I think it also highlights, as perhaps we need to do more at RNIB, is highlight the relationships that do exist between the charity and the corporate sector. There's a huge amount of work that goes on in the background. Some of that work can't be talked about because it's under non-disclosure agreement until, you know, something actually comes of it, or not, as the case may be. But the fact is that a huge amount of work goes on, and it's really nice to hear that this is going on, and really good to hear that Clear Blue, in this case, have decided to come forward of their own volition and want to talk about this. I think, I guess, part of that is because, as you say, you're making that unusual step of actually pushing out that information to developers, to designers, and saying, here's what can be done. You know, do with this as you wish. And it sounds like you're getting some really positive feedback on that, which is great.
We are indeed, and we've had some lovely responses online. We have a combined online and what advertising people call above the line campaign, which is what you and I would call big billboards. So if you go around central London, if you're allowed to, at any point over the next month, you'll actually see some of these billboards up around talking about some of the privacy issues. And they're deliberately provocative. And I think we have a little bit of form for that. Some of them have a hint of humour to them. There's a chap whose discount off his back wax is being announced in 2 foot high letters, which is rather fun. But equally, there's stuff that really tugs at your heartstrings. And I really do recommend watching the full version of the film. I have to admit, it took me 3 watches of it before I could stop crying in it. And some of the billboards have a similar effect. It's talking about people struggling with fertility. And when you think about that, it's a really private, really important, really personal thing that you just shouldn't have to share. And that real feeling, and these examples that we got in from our colleagues, some of them made us really stop and think, I don't think this is the end of this campaign. When we get to the end of this month, it's going to carry on. This is a part of the whole idea of access to information, control of information, is one of the key things that we're working on at RNIB. And I think this theme will run through, and you'll see it come again in the new year.
James Simpson, really good to have you here on RNIB Connect Radio. Appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And if you want to know more about the Design for Everyone campaign, you can visit rnib.org.uk. You'll find the Design for Everyone microsite there. This is RNIB Connect Radio.